I believe that the geeky, nerdy, unknown guy is gone, and now we have a legitimate candidate for governor for the state of Michigan. Congratulations.
Well, thanks, Tony. It's great to be with you.
Well, tell me about last night. Tell me what you were thinking, what you were feeling going in. Obviously, you knew you were ahead in many of the polls, but as we got into the evening and some of the returns started coming in, what was going through your mind?
Well, it was fabulous. I mean, it really made me feel great, the positive energy of the crowd that was there. And then as the returns started coming in, we got a great start, and we just kept on growing from there. And it just reinforced my excitement to say it is time to reinvent Michigan. It's a clear, positive path to say people are tired of sound bites and bickering. There's a better way to do things, and the voters have spoken. So I hope to carry that same excitement, that same passion into the general election. And I think people are ready. There are better ways to do things. Let's bring some common sense, real-world solutions to Lansing.
What is going to be your campaign plan to get elected?
Well, we're going to make it easy for you, Tony. It's the same plan, basically. The same plan worked well in the primary, and I've said that from the start, is we'll run the same plan in the general. It's to be positive. It's about time to say, isn't it time for a real-world catalyst to show up in Lansing with common-sense, real-world solutions, and also, very importantly, to get away from the old system of saying it's Band-Aids and fixes. It is time for structural, long-term solutions for Michigan, reinventing our state, and creating a much more positive culture where Michiganders can work and win together instead of the divisiveness we have today.
What do you know about Virge Bonero, and what will be your attack mode when campaigning throughout Michigan?
Well, the mayor I've met several times. We've actually done debates together, and so I've enjoyed having discussions. As a practical matter, we're not going to attack the mayor. That's not the goal. Again, the goal here is to run a clean, positive campaign and focus on the issues. People want to hear about solutions. They don't want to hear the bickering and sound bites. So again, it's not the traditional campaign. It's to do more of what we've done, which is the right thing. People are concerned. We've got a suffering state. We're in crisis with our economy, with our young people leaving, and let's stay on substance. And that's where I'm going to stay, and that's where we're going to work hard.
And then finally, before we let you go, Mr. Snyder, in watching Mayor Bonero's victory speech last night, if you will, I got a sense that the speech had a tone as he just won the position itself, that he was the new governor. He talked about a plan and what he wanted to do, and I got a sense that a line was drawn in the stand. It's the middle class versus the rich, and I wanted to kind of get your take on my observation of that and how you see this campaign.
Well, my goal is to say, let's unify people. Let's bring people together and find our common ground and win together and stay away from divisiveness. We've had way too much divisiveness in our state, whether it's partisanship, whether it's geography, whether it's racial and ethnic issues, and we have to stop that. That win-lose attitude is one of the reasons that's held us back and kept us down. We have to put that away, because every time someone takes that win-lose attitude, we all lose. Let's find that ground where we win together, and that's how we're going to become a great state. So there could be a very fundamental difference there.
It looked like last night in your speech that you were having fun and that you were energized. I know that everyone associated with the campaign is probably exhausted, but this has got to be a huge motivator.
Oh, it is. It's absolutely great, because you work hard and then you get a real true point of validation. And the size of our victory, how it was done, it was just fabulous. And it is that exciting thing that hopefully more and more people are just going to join in.
Well, Mr. Snyder, we've appreciated the opportunity to give you a forum. You will continue to have a forum here on this morning show, and we look forward to the campaign. Thank you so much.
Well, thanks, Tony. It's always great talking with you. Take care.